This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Native groups are applauding CNN's termination of its contract with senior political commentator Rick Santorum. Native groups, including the National Congress of American Indians, Indian Collective, Native Organizers Alliance, and Illuminative, called for Santorum's removal after comments he made about Native Americans. Last month, a video surfaced of Santorum speaking at a conservative youth event where he said, "We birthed a nation from nothing," and went on to say, "There isn't much Native American culture in American culture." Native groups called the comments racist, whitewashing history, and attempts to erase Native peoples. National Congress of American Indians President Fawn Sharp, in a statement Sunday, said she was thrilled about the firing. She emphasized partnerships with tribes to address portrayals of Indigenous people. Judith LeBlanc, director of the Native Organizers Alliance, in a statement said the firing is a start, but called on CNN to do more and hire Native people to cover Indian country issues. The Eastern Shoshone General Council on the Wind River Reservation in Wyoming recently held a special meeting regarding medical marijuana. As Wyoming Public Radio's Signa McAdams reports, the council voted to move the conversation forward on the cultivation, extraction, and retail sale of cannabis.
Enrolled Eastern Shoshone member Bobby Shongetsi proposed the idea and says legalizing marijuana will help the tribe see greater economic growth just when it needs it most.
And this all helps with economic development to bring revenue into all these programs that can help benefit and get our people healthy again.
The required 75-member quorum was lost in the mid-afternoon before voting on decriminalization. But the Eastern Shoshone General Council was able to pass 13 resolutions, including several outlining the foundation for a cannabis commission. Shongetsi says it's important to keep moving forward.
With the fast-moving cannabis industry, we need to have General Council as often as possible.
Another Eastern Shoshone General Council meeting is scheduled for July 24th to consider decriminalization. For National Native News, I'm Signa McAdams on the Wind River Reservation in Wyoming.
The Gila River Indian Community in Arizona is offering nonprofits a COVID-19 vaccine incentive. Under the program, nonprofit organizations in the community can receive $100 per shot for hosting COVID-19 vaccination events. The tribe will provide its mobile vaccination unit and healthcare staff. Gila River Indian Community Governor Stephen Ra Lewis announced the incentive program over the weekend in a video message to community members.
This mobile vaccination unit will bring the vaccine to you locally, to your subdivision, your business, your church, wherever our members are.
Lewis hopes the incentive program will encourage people to get the vaccine.
We can do good for ourselves, our families, and the community by getting vaccinated, and we can make a difference now. I hope this persuades those of you who were on the fence until now or thought getting the shot wasn't convenient to take advantage of our mobile vaccination unit program. If you can't come to the shots, we'll bring them to you.
The tribe's offering an additional incentive to nonprofits. When the community reaches 50% of fully vaccinated members living on the reservation, nonprofits with the highest vaccinations from first through third will receive $25,000, $15,000, and $10,000. As of Saturday, the Gila River Indian community had a vaccination rate of 41%. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous populations. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme.
This reminder to get your COVID-19 vaccination is provided by the Association of American Indian Physicians and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who support this show. Info at aaip.org or cdc.gov/coronavirus.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.